Just a brief audio though. It's really windy, so I'm not expecting it to be the best quality. After my stop walking, I'm over on the fields with Poppy just before it gets completely dark, getting some exercise, being glued to the computer all day, really sorting. Well, not sorting, you know, doing love fresh stuff. Did an interview earlier on today. Really good to chat with a friend from Twitter, Geek Shree, who I've been following his blog for quite a while now. And yeah, it was really good to chat to meet him and tell him about Love Fresh. Really satisfying that he seems to get it as well. So, you know, that's that bodes well. Obviously, we want people to grab what we're about. I just thought I'd quickly boo, simply because it's now over a week since I came off my duloxetine antidepressant meds that I've been on for 3 years. Before that, I was on a similar antidepressant for quite a lot of years. So 8, I'd say. I feel fantastic. I've been really lucky. I've suffered bearable side effects. Other people have an absolute hell of a time, and it's not recommended to go to cold turkey, especially off the kind of dose I was on. But, you know, leaving all that aside, it happened by chance, difficulty getting an appointment with a doctor, that kind of thing, and pills running out. And I was frightfully scared for the first few days, thinking any time now it was all going to go south, and I know that I'm not out of the woods for at least another 3 weeks. A month or so is the amount of time you can start to feel a bit more safe in it all. But nonetheless, I'm just different in my head. It's really nice. It's kind of more raw, but I'm fine for that because I'm very happy at the moment. I have been since we moved here back in March. I love life, positively finding that not having the pills inside me is enabling me to love life more, because just silly little things. They made me fidgety, they gave me really bad insomnia, they gave me a whole heap of side effects actually, so I'm too personal to talk about, in fact, on Audioboo. What I've noticed is that I'm sleeping normal cycles, I'm not waking up, I'm not having horrendous sweats in the night, which was a common feature. A whole bundle of things. I'm out at the moment in my huge parka with the big furry hood, and I normally couldn't have the hood up because the medication made me, a little bit, not irritable, but fidgety. And I was really painfully aware of how loud the sound of the hood rubbing on my ears was, or rubbing on my head, and the rustling it made. And I think also, I've had agoraphobia. I mean, I got over my agoraphobia about 18 months ago, but the sensation of agoraphobia, the fear of what's just about to happen next, but hasn't happened yet, that debilitates you. It's kind of it's been gone for 18 months, but I'm aware now off the medication that I'm not constantly looking back at the cottage to see if someone's driving up with lights on. I mean, it doesn't happen, we don't get, it's really quiet, there's no reason to be concerned about things like that. I'm just generally not as on edge, and that's a really good thing, obviously. I won't go on about this forever, but I just wanted to log it in my diary. It's significant, massively significant for me. And I just hope it continues. Anyway, better concentrate on walking Poppy and send this up the pipe.